time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a three-game series for the Mets and the Oakland Athletics. Paul Blackburn made his Citi Field debut and third start for the Mets and first against his former club. He went up against rookie right-hander Joe Boyle. In the first, Blackburn allowed the first two base runners to reach. He walked Lawrence Butler to lead off the game. Then Brent Rooker singled to put a pair on. With J.J. Blade up, Blackburn picked Butler off second base for out number one. Blade would hit an infield single to put a pair on once again. Two batters later, with two outs, Blackburn hit Seth Brown, which loaded the bases with two away for Seth Brown.
The A's average just a shade over four runs per game. That's 12th best in the American League. They do a lot of damage with a home run ball. One-on-one the count to Brown. The pitch, swing on a fly ball, well hit to the gap in right center. That's way back near the wall, and it's in for a hit. It rolls to the warning track at the 380 mark. It's going to clear the bases. All three runners come home, and standing at second with a double and three runs batted in is Seth Brown, and the A's have a 3-0 lead.
Rooker, Blade, Langoliers, they all scored on the three-run double by Seth Brown, and the A's were ahead of their former teammate 3-0 in the first inning. Shut down bottom of the first for Joe Boyle as he struck out a pair for a scoreless inning. Much more efficient top of the second for Paul Blackburn as he set the A's down in order. In the bottom half, Boyle then hit J.D. Martinez with one out to give the Mets for their first base runner. J.D. did remain in the game for the moment. Boyle then walked Jeff McNeil. That put a pair on for Jose Iglesias.
In situations like this, with someone in scoring position, he has hit 414. With men in scoring position, he's got Martinez at second, McNeil at first, one out. 1-1 pitch. Swing on a liner to right. That's a base hit beyond the outstretched glove of Geloff. Around third, Martinez. He's coming home. The throw to the plate is cut off from Butler by Brown at the mound. And stopping at second is McNeil as Martinez scores on the RBI single by Jose Iglesias, who comes through again. And the Mets are on the board. The Oakland lead is cut to 3-1.
First Mets hit, first Mets run, and the Mets trail the Athletics 3-1 and at first and second with just one out. Mets couldn't capitalize, though. Francisco Alvarez and Harrison Bader both flied out to end the inning, and the Mets settled for just one in the second inning. 3-1 A's after two. In the top of the third inning, Brent Rooker led off the inning with his second hit of the night. Blackburn then walked J.J. Blade, which put a pair on for Miguel Andujar.
Pitch to Andujar is bounced toward third. Iglesias charges, Olays the ball, and ricochets off his glove, goes into left. Rooker rounds and scores from second base. Blade goes first to third, and the ball fielded by Lindor in shallow left. A play at third to try to get Blade is late, so he is safe. Andujar is at first. It is 4-1 Oakland in the third. That looked like the makings of at least a double play ball from Iglesias, but I think he tried to get greedy. He charged it and swiped at it low, maybe to grab it and then run to third base. But the Mets get nobody out.
Fielder's choice, E5, no RBI, but a 4-1 lead for the Athletics and runners at the corners for Shea Langeliers, who provided us with our turning point of the game.
Pete holding the runner on at first. Everybody else in the infield playing back. Blackburn, a deep breath. And now the 1-2. Swinging a high smash in the air to left. Nimmo racing back to the track. He looks up, and it is gone. Shea Langeliers catches a changeup out in front of the plate, pulls it into the seats in left center. A three-run home run, and the Oakland A's have a 7-1 lead in the top of the third.
And that was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. Mets Turning Point of the Game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So a 7-1 lead for the Athletics off the three-run shot by Langoliers. Blackburn battled around a one-out single by Zach Geloff with a couple of strikeouts to end the marathon third inning. In the bottom half of the inning, Francisco Lindor led off with a double to left. Brandon Nimmo then went down on strikes for the first out. Jesse Winker next. He followed with a single to left field that moved Lindor to third. Runners at the corners with one out for Pete Alonso, but he struck out on three pitches for the second out. We mentioned earlier that J.D. Martinez was hit by a pitch and remained in the game. Well, with J.D.'s spot up next, Mark Vientos came on. Vientos didn't start tonight because he was dealing with a sore ankle. But with J.D. unavailable to hit, Vientos came to the plate, and Boyle struck him out to strand a pair. 7-1 A's after three. In the top of the fourth, Paul Blackburn set the A's down in order to conclude his night. Four innings, six hits, seven runs, six of them earned, two walks and four strikeouts in his Citi Field debut. In the bottom half of the inning, a leadoff double for the Mets, this time off the bat of Jeff McNeil for the second consecutive inning. And for the second straight inning, the Mets couldn't capitalize. Boyle set down the next three for a scoreless bottom of the fourth. Jose Buteau on for the Mets in the fifth. He walked Miguel Andujar to start the inning. Shea Langeliers followed with a base hit to put a pair on with no one out. Buteau came back with a pop-up and a strikeout for the first two outs of the inning. First and second with two outs. Darnell Hernandez was up next for Oakland. He had a ground ball back up the middle that deflected off Francisco Lindor into shallow center. Andujar tried to score from second, was originally ruled safe, but upon challenge, the run was ruled to be out. Mets cut down the insurance run for the A's, and the Mets were out of the inning. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. In the bottom of the inning, Joe Boyle back to work with a six-run lead. Francisco Lindor led off the inning with a base hit. Brandon Nimmo then worked a walk to put a pair on. Two on and nobody out in the inning for the Mets, looking to chip away, and Jesse Winker up for New York.
So 3-2, not going, and the pitch is ripped in the air to right center, pretty deep. Butler to his right, still going, won't get it. It's in for a hit, goes to the wall. Both runners held up initially, but now here's Lindor around third, coming to the plate. He scores standing without a throw. Going to third is Nimmo, and on at second with a double and a run batted in is Jesse Winker, and the A's lead is cut to 7-2. And the Mets have second and third, nobody out.
So an RBI double for Jesse Winker, and the Mets had second and third with nobody out, and Pete Alonso up at the plate.
Oh, and one the count to Alonso. Here's the pitch. Fastball line to left center. That's a base hit. Nimmo is in. Around third, Winker. He'll come home to score. The throw goes to second. On at first, pumping his fist excitedly with a two-run single is Pete Alonso. And the A's lead is cut to 7-4. Still nobody out on the bottom of the fifth. Still nobody throwing in the Oakland bullpen.
A two-run single for Pete Alonso. That was our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So after striking out in his first two at-bats, Pete came through with a two-run knock. It was a 7-4 ball game. Nobody out in the fifth inning. The Mets rally wasn't done. Mark Vientos worked a walk to put two on with nobody out. And Boyle's night was done. Austin Adams was on for the Athletics with runners at first and second. He mowed through the first three Mets as he struck out Jeff McNeil. Jose Iglesias popped out, and the last chance in the rally for the Mets was Francisco Alvarez.
2-2 to Alvarez. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three, and Adams throws his arms high in the air as though he's just saved the game. Well, he's restored law and order for Oakland, but it's only the fifth inning.
And that celebration is what Carlos Mendoza was referencing earlier tonight when he was asked the question about the celebration from Austin Adams as he struck out Francisco Alvarez for the final out. Two strikeouts in the inning. Rally came to an end, but the Mets had chipped away. It was 7-4 A's after five. Jose Buteau back to the mound in the sixth. Pretty quick start for Buteau. He struck out the leadoff man for out number one. Lawrence Butler then worked a walk to put a man on, but he was erased on a fielder's choice. Two outs and a runner at first. J.J. Bleda then worked a walk to put a pair on. Two outs and two on for Miguel Andujar.
2-2. Buteau ready to go. Now the pitch. Swing and a roller towards first along the line. Smothered by Alonso. He'll pick it up and around third and digging for the plate and sliding home safely is Rooker. Going all the way to third is Bleda. And Andujar aboard at first with what will be an infield single. And the A's increase their lead to 8-4, but Alonso appears shaken up.
Yeah, Pete was banged up on the play. for lack of a better phrase, he face planted into the dirt, diving for the baseball. He cut up his nose, but Carlos Mendoza was asked the question during the postgame interview, how is Pete feeling? He said he's okay. Pete would remain in the game, but the Athletics had an 8-4 lead and runners at the corners for Shea Langeliers.
The 0-1, that's driven in the air to left field, pretty deep. Back goes Nimmo. He won't get it. It's in for a hit. It goes to the wall. Bladé has scored. Andujar to third. They'll stop him there. And pulling into second with a double and a run batted in is Shea Langeliers. And the A's have opened up a 9-4 lead.
The big night for Shea Langeliers continued. 9-4 lead for the Athletics. Langeliers now with four RBIs on the night, and the Athletics' lead was back to 5. Buto stopped the rally there with a strikeout of Seth Brown, but it was a 9-4 A's lead onto the bottom of the sixth. Scott Alexander allowed a walk but posted a zero in the inning. Ryan Stanek and Michael Otanez traded zeros in the seventh inning, 9-4 A's after seven. In the eighth, Phil Maton set the A's down in order, and former Met T.J. McFarland matched him with a 1-2-3 inning of his own in the bottom half. So on to the ninth inning. Edwin Diaz hadn't worked in almost a week, so Carlos Mendoza used him in the ninth. He worked around a one-out double for a scoreless top of the ninth inning. Then in the bottom half, with the Mets down by 5, Tyler Ferguson on for the Athletics. And he worked around a walk to Mark Vientos and a wild pitch with a strikeout of Jeff McNeil to finish off the ball game and secure the 9-4 victory for the Oakland A's in Game 1. No insurance run needed tonight, but when it is, NJM has you covered. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. So the Mets suffer their fourth consecutive loss. The A's took Game 1 of the series, and now the Mets will try and even up this series tomorrow night with David Peterson on the mound.